No, yeah, I already recorded. Started recording. It's good. Well, shit, what's good, guys? It's Barada with No Guidance Entertainment. Shit, I'm here with Jay York.
Yes, sir. Oh,
so, shit.
What's good? I'm in the building, my niggas.
What's
happening?
What's good? Hey, so, I mean, let's just talk about how you first started making music, because, you know, you're on this podcast. Might as well tell your story.
Yeah. I mean, shit, you know, I really started. My dad was doing this shit. You know, like, he was doing it with his partners back in the day. They used to sit around the table at the house and shit. You know, I was just a young nigga there just sitting, listening to what they was doing, just picked up on it. Then, you know, like, really down, like, in elementary school, you know, I just started writing a different beats and shit. Like, Lil Flip had an album. I was taking some beats and just flipping the words, what he was saying, making my own shit out of that. High school, picked it back up a little bit. Then I really got serious in, like, 2018. So I would say really just started from, you know, my dad and shit.
Got you.
Watching what he had going on, you know?
It's like, you know, you got certain role models in your life, and you'd be like, oh shit, you know, pops doing that shit. Shit, I'm like, try, you know?
Hell yeah. I was like, hold up, my nigga, this is some fly shit. I gotta tap in, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
It was, oh yeah. And I was gonna say, you know what? It wasn't like I just tried to, you know, see what everybody else was doing. Like, this shit was really in house. Like, I watched my dad, like, you know, build up and shit. So, you know?
I mean, shit. I feel like that's the cool thing, though. Everybody got their own, like, you know, backstory when it comes to all this music shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, whether it's shit you've seen any artist on stage or as a kid, like Michael Jackson, for, you know, for example, a lot of people were like, oh shit, man, let me copy that move.
Why nigga Mike? Yeah, hey, shout out Mike too. Heavy influence. I was fucking with Michael Jackson early to music shit. And it's so crazy. I just found out he had a song with Biggie Smalls.
Did he?
Yeah. And it was like, it wasn't like, you know, verse after Big passed or something. This was like 95, you know, like while they were both alive and well. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, that would have been prime time.
Yeah, shit. And the song go hard too. I'm like, yeah, so that's,
shit, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, that shit, it's called This Time Around. That shit go crazy.
Got you. And shoot, what made you come up to Washington?
Man, you know, honestly, I had family up here. My mom's side of the family was up here, but really what brought me up here, it was just a lot of shit going down out there. It was just, it was just for my family the better option to come out here just to restart, rebuild.
Gotcha.
It was just, it was a tough time at the time, you know, but came out here, turned up, turned one into two, and now we back rolling, you know?
Gotcha. And so you say your pops, you know, you seen him growing, or when you were growing up, you seen him and he was, you know, rapping and all that. Yeah. So did he put out like an album or anything, or what's up?
That's the crazy thing. My dad, he never like officially dropped music. So his mom, she was like one of the first people to put Too Short on stage in Oakland. Like, oh, she was like a, not concert promoter, but she was like somebody to just put shows together. I don't even know what you would call that. You know, but
like event host type of
Yeah. You know, so he was just fucking around like that, just freestyling and shit, playing around. But my uncle, actually, his brother, he was dropping a lot of shit. He still be dropping. Dub Esquire, you know, in East Oakland. That nigga be dropping shit. But nah, my dad, he never really was officially dropping.
Got you. Damn.
But I had him. It was funny because when we took the trip to Oakland last year, I had that nigga get on his song.
I was about to say, what's up? Yeah. You better ask him for the verse. I know you
making
music. So
come on. Yeah, you know. I had to get him on the verse. So it was cool. You know, he was he had fun with it. You know, but you. That's an unreleased song. I don't know when that's going to come out. So
Heard you. Yeah. And what was, like, your experience first going to a studio or, like, even recording? Was that with the homie or was it, did you actually go to an official studio? What was that like?
That's hella funny. It was just the homie studio. Shout out my nigga Cotty, case closed.
Gotcha.
It's hilarious. We was just in this nigga's room just recording. Me and my bro Kels went over there with him just fucking around recording some shit, but My first official studio, I didn't even get in till about like 2015 or 16. You know, crazy to say, but yeah, I was just always out in somebody's room or always, you know, just doing it like that, recording off the phone, sending a verse, but you know, you just got to get it by any means.
Shit, I feel like that's, as an artist, I mean, from out here specifically, it's like there's not hella studios or it's not like music being pushed like that for us, you know?
Yeah.
So I say, you know, everybody has those stepping stones, you know, when it comes to being an artist, whether, shit, where you're recording off a garage band with the homies.
Yeah.
Or, shit, even recording in, you know, like you say, in the bedroom, the garage, like, all types of shit. You're going to find a way if you really try to do it, you know?
And that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, if you really bad at it, you're going to make it happen by any means. Like I said, I've recorded voice memos and sent them to producers and had them mix it down and shit. Try to, you know, I don't even got the beat with me. I'm trying. I gotta just remember the cadence of the song and, you know, hopefully it lines up with the beat. But yeah, it was like that, you know.
Yeah, cause I mean, that's how it be though when you got the phone and it's like you're trying to record, you can't play and record at the same time. Yeah. So you find your way. I feel like.
Yeah, know? Absolutely.
And so, what would you say? Like at this point of your career in music, looking back at, you know, just all the things you had to go through, whether it's like recording sessions, you know, trying to get collabs, features and all that, what would you say was the, like the key things to set you up to the position you're at now?
Man, honestly, networking, that's probably the biggest thing. Crazy to say, I think the music is like the easiest part, you know, making a slap. You know, going in the booth, dropping some shit, but really networking with people, building those relationships, keeping those relationships, you know, that's like the biggest thing because I was dropping heat, you know, but it wasn't really moving like that. But then it's like, all right, I started linking up with these niggas on songs. Then it's like, okay, I get they fans. Then, you know, I do a show over here. Now I'm, you know, fucking with the club promoter. Mm-hmm. Now there's people I mean there, you know, bottle girls and people in the crowd and shit. So. Mm-hmm. I would say just the biggest thing is really networking. You got to have those relationships.
Gotcha.
If you don't have that, I think the only other option is really having money unless you just really have that undeniable talent. But even then, you
still got marketed.
Yeah. You can stunt your growth if you don't do it right, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say when it comes to networking, right?
Yeah.
What would you say is the best places to network? Because, you know, you could say network, but I guess, like, where did you see the best growth, I guess, as an artist?
You know, really just kind of being at these functions, really, just different kickbacks, day parties, just sliding around Seattle, different areas. Shit, you might see some people at the lake. You just got to really kind of be tapped in, know who's who. And, you know, if the energy's right, you just got to take that opportunity. It's been niggas that, you know, got brands or whatever, clothing lines, shit, just... Seen him, oh, what's up? Smoke together, chop it up. Now you're a fan or, you know, whatever. So it's just really, you know, right time, right place. And then you just got to, you got to know what you're going to say. You can't just really walk up on people and just, you know, you just got to, you know, you know how to approach people. If you're a cool nigga, like, you're a cool person. Yeah, you know how it goes,
I mean, shit, that only sucks. I say for anybody that got social anxiety or some shit, bro, just... chill out for a second. Just talk to people just how, you know, how people should be talked to. And then as long as you give a certain energy, it's going to be reciprocated for the most part. You know?
Yeah. So. Because that's what I had to do, man. I was a person. I didn't even really like getting up in front of the class presenting in school. And it wasn't like I couldn't read or some shit. You know, it was just like I was a quiet person. I just didn't really like that. I'm still like that. I'm to myself a lot. But now I understand doing music. I can't just be in the corner. I can't just be, you know, doing whatever. I got to talk to people and branch out and shit. So, like, I performed at stage. That shit was crazy. Stage nightclub. I that was, like, a real different experience. It was, like, that was, like, the big leagues. I've done shows before, but that was different.
That was
great.
Yeah. I mean, shit, that's Studio Stage. Or not Studio Stage. Yeah. Stage.
Yeah, Stage and Pioneer Stage. Square. But it was like, man, that shit was, it was different, bro. So, and it was like just kind of being in those environments, you can't be a social, you know, anxious person. You got to just get out here and do what you got to do, so.
No, that's facts, though. When it comes to at least, like, just trying to further yourself, you got to have, I guess, you got to be on people's minds.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, because, shit, even though you're pushing out, like, say you push out 100 tracks, if you're not going to tell anybody that you're dropping this shit, nobody's going to know.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because there's so many people, like, I didn't even know. They got, like, 5, 6, 7 mixtapes, and, like, damn, you know, you're not good at promoting it. I'm not saying the music isn't good, but this shit is out, but you're talking on Instagram about fucking basketball or some shit, you know?
For real, posting highlights on your story and shit when you should be posting your highlights on, you know?
It'd be crazy. It'd be like, I didn't see niggas like, you know, they'll like drop a song that day and then like the same day they're posting like a meme or some shit from Shade Room. It's like, I don't know. It just be like, man, that type of shit will make somebody not take you serious, I think.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Because it's like, I mean, unless you just already kind of got that following, you know, if you got a big following, then it's like whatever, you can kind of do what you want at that point. But when you're on the come up, you kind of just got to focus on the music.
No, that's facts.
You know?
And what would you say, bringing up the topic of like, you know, you see someone post a song and then they post a meme and shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's probably not the right thing to do as an artist when it comes to promoting yourself, right?
Yeah, not at all.
What would you say are some like do's and don'ts when it comes to posting on your social media and shit?
Yeah, definitely. I would say, man, just stay away from the gimmicks, bro. Like, just really just do you. I think what people are scared of is themselves, because they think the shit that they like is corny. You know, a lot of these niggas probably really go home and watch SpongeBob. And that's cool. Yeah, like, it's not a bad show, but they're embarrassed to say that. You know, but you fail to realize you could really turn that into something. I watch wrestling, you know, and I learned how to incorporate that into the music. I be going around this motherfucker like, I'm the people's champ. This thing, you know, but the shit stick to some people. Some people really fuck with it because they don't know where it's coming from. No, but, you know, sometimes you just got to really just really dig into you and you know, really be yourself. So I would say just that's one of the things. No gimmicks. Don't be somebody you're not. And then just really try not to, I think just not commenting on a lot of stuff, I think that's a good way to be. If you're just any and everywhere, you're too accessible. You know, but at the same time, don't act funny. But you know, you just gotta, you know who to fuck with and you know how often they're doing this shit. But yeah, I would just say, yeah, just try to really, you know, if you're a business page, post your business. Why the fuck am I going to your page and I see fucking Michael Jordan dunking on Patrick Ewing or some shit?
Man, shit, this 2K,
I be like, bro, what's going on? But I mean, that just kind of takes the focus away. And that makes you fall off, because when you have the momentum, you got to keep building off that. If you got a hot song and then you're posting about fucking, you know, First Take or something, then people's gonna be like, oh, this nigga ain't serious. You know, and then the next time you drop and you really want somebody to pay attention, they're probably not. So
no, that's facts. That's like you said, it's like, say you post your song and then on that same story you're posting like a First Take like highlight, or man, someone blah blah blah. It's like the next time someone clicks on your story, you know, and they see that shit, it's like, are they gonna really click on it next time? Are they gonna see your music, or are they gonna see like a meme or some shit? You know, like you said.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like, cause I noticed when I was first doing music, but not really like super serious. Really like 2018 when I first like got serious. I was still, you know, 50-50. I would post the music, but then I'd post this or whatever, this and that. But then I would notice like, damn, the traction's not really picking up. But then once I really just music, videos, shows, you know, whatever, then it's like, okay, damn, he's serious. Then you got people that really, you know, are important to the city or whatever. You know, now that I got these niggas fucking with me, tapped in, really got whole regions fucking with me and shit, out of state, you know, people trying to do merch with me and shit. So it's like, man, you just got to really take yourself serious. Then the people will.
Shit, you got to take yourself serious, because if you don't, then else, you know, like you said, who's going to take your seat?
If you don't believe me, nobody will, you know. So I just try to always make sure I'm going the hardest for me, you know. So then everybody else, they'll know, like, damn, if he's doing that for him, I got a big step, you know.
That's facts. And even what you were saying in the beginning, like, when it came to, say, for example, someone who watches SpongeBob at the crib. Shit, if you rap about it, shit, there's millions of people that probably fuck with the same shit you fuck with, whether it's SpongeBob or some other shit, like you just you know? And shit, even like anime and shit, like Naruto, everybody's on, oh, they're like, Naruto's good. Back in the day, shit, it might have been looked at weird, but even that shit's looked at as like, oh, that shit's filthy. You know, so it's like, be yourself at the end of the day.
And
as long as you do that, shit, how could you be mad if someone's hating on you? Because you know you're being yourself, so you're not lying to nobody.
You're going to go to sleep good.
You're going to be like, yep, it's good. I didn't, you know, you don't got to think about, oh, damn, I got to be like this tomorrow again. Or, damn, I got to be, you know, do all that shit.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's funny because we're talking about SpongeBob, but I just realized Ice Spice sampled a SpongeBob beat. She just did that shit, and it went platinum or something. Like, come on, niggas are just out here playing around doing them, and it's working. So that's why I don't understand why people just always take the route of, I'm going to you know, fake it to make it or whatever. I'm going to definitely do me. And, you know, it's been working out this far. You know, I feel like if I was pretending, niggas wouldn't even fuck with me. I don't even know how people make it pretending, because I know for a fact if I was out here pretending, niggas would not be fucking with me. You know, so I'd have to be 100% or it's over. You know, so.
That's facts. Man. At the end of the day, your true color's always going to show up.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're, you know, if you're faking for the gram, shit, someone might pull up on you type shit.
Yeah,
you
know? That, and whether, it's like somebody's always going to pull your card. You know, niggas is always going to say, oh, I know that nigga, whoop, 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 and he was doing this, that, and the third, and, you know, so it's always, it's just always going to be some kind of, you know, bullshit somewhere. So it's like, why even, you know, it's no point.
No, that's facts, that's facts.
I'd rather keep it under so I can sleep well at night, you know?
And shoot, what would you say when it, you know, when it comes to recording specifically, when you first started recording at, like, you know, with your homie or whatever, to where you're at now, what are some, like, some tips that you could give yourself, whether it comes to writing, freestyling, all that shit?
Man, shit, yeah. It was, that shit was a journey, man, really getting into the booth, because, you know, like, we was just kicking and hanging out, just, you know, fucking around. Like, we really could, I'm obviously good at the music, but we didn't really know how to really take it serious. We wasn't thinking about business percentages and, you know, all this shit. So, when I'm first getting in the booth, I'm coming here, I'm drinking. You know, I could do it at an interview or something, but, you know, like, you can't record, like, really trying to go your hardest and be drinking and shit. I would be in there drunk. Write my rhymes in the studio and shit. Nigga, I'm wasting time. I should go there, you know. So now I don't drink or do none of that in the studio. When I perform, I don't drink none of that till after, you know. And then, you know, I go there with my shit written already, because that's just wasting time. You're going to take 5-10 minutes just writing lyrics. That could have been time. You could have been recording or something, or working on something else. But yeah, I would just say, That's what I was on early in the booth, just drinking, just not really taking it too serious, going with all the homies, you know. We ain't even tripping off this shit like that, you know. We just kicking it. But it was crazy. Like, I think what really made me take it serious, because the homies where I was going, this was like one of the first official studios I was going to, like in 2015-16.
Yeah.
Their studio got raided or some shit, and then, you know, just shut down, you know. So
out here, or?
Yeah, it was out here, And then, you know, I won't say who's, like, you know, niggas don't want their business out there and shit, but, you know, it was like that shit got raided, and I had to just reroute and really try to find another studio. And it was like, damn, you know, it took a minute. So just knowing that, damn, you gotta go one, find a new studio, create the relationship again. It just made me take it serious. You know, I'm recording with my niggas. You know, I don't got to be in here serious. I'm drunk, kicking it. Nigga, we ain't even, you know, we outside. Nigga, there's sessions going on and shit. Yeah. But it's like, now, you know, after that, I just learned I had to take it serious.
Gotcha.
And then you could definitely tell the difference in the music. You know, if you're like, drunk on a song or drinking, or, you know, you could definitely tell the lyrics, like, not necessarily you're going to be saying weird shit, but it's like you might just be slurring words or something, or, you know, just not really deliver to your best ability. So, yeah, that was just some shit I had to learn early.
Gotcha. And was there, like, a specific experience when it came to the drinking that you were just like, man, yeah, after that session, man, I'm not going
anymore? Or was it like... Absolutely.
Yeah, what's up with that one?
Absolutely. It was, man, so it was me and the homie finna go record. And, you know, late to the studio session, of course.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it was just a lot of, I'll just say, it was a lot of drunk shit going on, you know, and it was just like, I don't even, man, the incident, man, just know the producer, like, the relationship was on the line with the producer, some weirdo shit happening there, you know, and I was just like, that made me stop bringing niggas to the studio with me, and then on top of that, no more drinking.
Yeah.
It was just like, you're finna ruin my relationship because you're drunk. Like, this isn't even shit I'm doing. I know how to control my liquor. You know, I'm finna have my shit fucked off because this nigga's over here doing some shit.
Yeah.
So it was just like, really, you know, having a relationship, an important one, on the line. Yeah, I mean, that'll make anybody, you know, like, if you get a DUI or some shit, like, you definitely start thinking different after that. So it was just like, I can't be having my relationships fucked off behind the next nigga. You know, so.
No, I heard you. I mean, shoot, sometimes you need that, you know, reality check. Be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes we take certain things for granted.
Yeah, know, absolutely. Shit, for sure. That's what I did early in my career, too. I took a lot for granted. It was a lot of people rocking with me early, and I didn't even do anything yet. You know, they were just behind me like, I fuck with you so tough, but I was just a little big-headed early, you know, just kind of... You know, just thinking that, yeah, I got this shit, fuck y'all, I'm going to say and do what I want, it's cool. But then a lot of people just switched up. You know, I had to really reroute, really, you know, just kind of build those relationships back, the ones that I could. You know, I was just saying shit, just, you know, just, I was just getting under people's skin a lot. But it was just young nigga shit, you know, I was young. And what I was saying was facts, it was true, but what I learned from my mom, she was just like, you know, if I don't got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And then... you can't really shit where you sleep at. You know, like, I'm saying all these things, but then I'm expecting these people to fuck with me after the fact. You know, so it was just like, I had to learn that type of shit. And it took a minute to rebuild those relationships back. Some still, like I said, some still aren't there. I don't really care, you know, because I'm not kissing nobody's ass. But it's just like, damn, if I had those people in my back pocket, I might even... What I'm doing now would have already been happening. You know, like, the momentum that I'm having, it probably would already happen. But at the same time, you just got to deliver, too. I just, you know, I had to just make some music that niggas couldn't really deny. It was a couple songs that came out. No Sleep, Tumble, you know, and then shit. And then the people on those songs, it was like, shit, you got to fuck with it, you know? So.
No, that's fair. So. And what would you say... right now, when it comes to your favorite song that you have, whether it's unreleased or you just put out right now, like, your personal favorite?
It's called Skills Challenge. It's unreleased. It's actually going to be my next video.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be heat.
Yeah, exclusive right here. Yeah,
and it's one of my favorites because it's just a different kind of song. You know, lately I just been dropping kind of party music. I don't really consider party music because I'm still like saying shit on the tracks that you gotta really break down, but the beat is like a party kind of beat. But this next song is gonna be more so like, all right, I'm really rapping, I'm, you know, like, yeah, it's serious, but it's still like a good song. It's not just like a boring, you know, hip hop song or whatever. It's like a real, like, okay,
some,
you know,
shit, huh?
It's like some shit like Big dropped back in the day. Like, it's a song he's really rapping, but you can still, like, get it popping, you know? So, definitely looking forward to that.
No, that's facts. I feel like some of the best music is just, like, it could be played on the background. And you just you can't even tell type shit because it's so, like, you know, it's subtle because... we could tell when songs ass. But it's good, though, it'd be like, you know, dog, nobody would say shit. It's good.
It's crazy how much we thinking, like, bro, in the shit you be saying, it, like, it be taking me back to so many times because, speaking of that, like, when I was first getting popping, like, in 2018, when I was first coming back, you know, I dropped this song called Batter Up. But, you know, I still wasn't, it wasn't moving like that yet. So I was just at this random party, and, you know, some nigga was like, oh, you want to get on the Ox? Gonna get on the Ox. I was like, yeah, for sure. And then
Did you know you were an artist though?
Nah, and that's the thing. You know, he didn't even know I was an artist. So I didn't even say shit. I just put my shit on, you know, it was already on Apple Music. Play the shit, nigga. The whole party's turned up. And I'm not even tripping. I'm not going around like, hey, you know, that's me. I'm not even saying shit. I'm just sitting there watching, like, so it's like, yeah, you gotta have some songs like that where it's just like, put it on, it's just background music. It's just gonna turn up, you know?
That's facts.
Cause that energy shit is real, and that's what I did too. I studied like frequencies in music, so it's like, man, I know the songs to play when I want to go to sleep, when I want to turn up, when I'm, you know, whatever. So that shit's real, and then it's kind of like a cheat code when you study that, cause you kind of know how to get people. I think that's what happened too. I just studied that, and then the music changed up. I knew how to really like get to where I want to get to.
Gotcha. And shit, you got me fucking interested in that. Like,
yeah.
So, is it like a certain BPM or is it like a frequency thing or what?
Man, it was like 1411. It was like an article, man. It was just talking about when you're just like, when you have certain cadences in music, just certain drums and certain, you know, sounds just create certain energy.
Gotcha.
And it's like, for me, if I'm going for a certain, you know, crowd or certain look, these are the kind of drums and instruments I'm going to use. And then it's just from there, I mean, you just find a producer and cook up to the best of your liking. But it's really just about energy more than anything. No. You know, you just got to have them beats that really just talk to the people.
No, that's right.
How you want to talk to them. No, it's like whatever demographic you want to reach, you know, that's just what it is. But it's so funny because sometimes when you're trying to reach a certain demographic, you reach another demographic. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they compare you to some other shit. It's like, I'd have people compare me to some crazy artists. I'm like, bro, how the fuck did you hear that?
For
like, who the fuck?
They'd be like, what the fuck? What are you listening? Are we listening to the same thing or what?
Yeah, literally. I'm like, bro, I don't know what you're talking about, but, you know?
No, that's facts. And you know what's crazy that I heard about is, I didn't even know it because, I mean, before all this music shit and all that, or even me making beats, but I remember watching this video. It was talking about, so you know what 808s are, right?
Yeah.
The shit that goes... It's really just
the shit, drums and shit. Yeah.
So the 808. So I heard that frequency is like a negative frequency, but in my head, So in my head, what I'm thinking is like, is that why when we hear like 808s, we get like, oh shit, like this shit, you know? Because I feel like if it was on some like positive frequency where it's like, you know, it's supposed to make you feel good. It'd probably be some peaceful ass, like, you know, some shit. But 808s really get people in the mode. Like,
that's shit, crazy.
That's what I've been thinking, though.
Yeah.
Just because, but I don't know if that's real or
not. Not me.
That's what I was thinking about that type of shit.
I mean, I would believe it because 808 Mafia, that's like, I can't think of the dude's name, but he rocks with G Herbo Tough.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like the producer. Yeah. All
And they, I mean, they pretty much kind of like crafted the sound over the last five, you know, 10 years or whatever. Them, London on the track. They're all pretty much using 808s. And I mean, look at the music, though. The, a lot of the music is kind of negative and, you know, it's like kind of steering niggas in the wrong direction. Yeah. So, I mean, that could be true, bro. I believe it. You know?
I mean, it sounds good, though.
So, yeah. And that's, you know, and that's what it is, though. Like, you got to be smart enough to navigate it. You know, like, everybody, just like Grand Theft Auto, some niggas really try to go shoot somebody after that. Some niggas knew it was just a video game. Yeah. You know, like, some people just don't know how to just leave it to the music. And,
no, that's facts.
You know, like I was saying, that frequency shit, I'm telling you, bro, that, I'm going to see in that article, it'll really, you know?
I'm already knowing.
That shit got me going for real. I still got that bookmark in my phone.
You said, yep, just in case if I'm ever
at the
Hey, turn up this frequency.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. That shit, it's tricky with this music shit. It's funny, though, you know, if you know how to do it.
Got you. And, you know, just you knowing about frequencies, how has, like, you being in the studio helped you as an artist to, you know, develop your sound or develop, you know, just the language of music?
Man, really just running it back after the fact, just really trying to see what you did wrong. You know, you might hear like, damn, I could have said that better.
Yeah.
So really, I would say just really reflecting after the fact, because it's kind of hard to learn in the studio. I mean, because, you know, well... I mean, because my most recent producers, you know, when I'm in the studio with them, it's kind of like I'm, like, manning the ship a little bit. But, like, before, like, my first studio, I was fucking with my nigga GMK. He was always giving me game. I mean, like, he would literally sit me down in the studio and just say, hey, you gotta do this. You gotta do that. You know, this and that. You know, so he was always giving me game. So I was able to, you know, learn in the studio at that aspect. But, you know, like, post that time, it's just been like, shit, niggas are just, you know, what you want to work, they see what I'm doing, so they feel like, what the hell am I going to tell him? But really, I'm always ready to learn. I can learn from anybody, you know, but shit, I just try to learn for myself, just, you know, study music however I can, and just reflect on the track after the fact. Just be like, damn, all right, I could have did that better, or, you know, this and that, so.
That's facts. I mean, you know? At the end of the day, if you're the person making the music, then you got to be the biggest critic at the end of the day, because you know if you really made that song with your 100%.
Hell
Or if you're off some shit like, oh, I already know, I wasn't even trying. Whether, you know, say you put a verse on a song, let's track, you're like, man, this shit has my shit.
Hey, that's, and man, and it's so fucked up, man, because I actually did a verse for somebody, and that was supposed to be a big song, but it was just... I where I recorded that, I was in Oakland, you know, I was like not in an official studio. Like, my cousin just brought the laptop over to the hotel, and then just I just worked with it like that. But man, it just, that quality is everything. That's what I'm saying that to say. You know, you just gotta really, because I looked back on that song, it was like, damn, you know, I didn't even really want to promote it like that, because it was like, shit, but you know, it'd be like that, you know.
Yeah, that's facts.
Shit happens.
It's the growing pain shit. You gotta go through it once at least.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it'd be like that. I mean, it sucks though. It was recently though. That shit was like last year, you know. So I'm like, I should already be in my bag, not even playing around like that no more. But it is what it is, you know. It shit happened. Nah, you know.
Yeah, and shit. Random question though.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, smoking tree and all that.
Yeah.
What's the go to rap? So with it.
Man, I fuck with Backwoods heavy. Mm-hmm. I fuck with like the Honey Backwoods. I fuck with Sweet Aromatic. I fuck with Russian Cream. But honestly, I've been fucking with the Swisher Sweet Leafs lately.
Oh, the Leafs?
Yeah, those is like a little better than Backwoods. I mean, because a lot of the times out the woods, you're going to get like two good ones, a cool one, and then, you know.
One fucked up one.
Yeah, so you're really getting 2 out of 5, you know, but the Leafs, the Swisher Sweet Leafs, it's like all three be lit every time.
No, that's facts.
Black as hell, you know, they say the darker they are, you know, they fresh and then, you know, so it's good. That's what I'm on right now.
And it's not hella dry as shit.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, it be good, man, but I just really, that's what I'm on the Leafs. I don't really fuck with joints too much. I don't really fuck with bongs too much.
Gotcha.
I don't discriminate, you know, if that's what people do. I'm here for it. You know, I got hella partners that do it, but me, I'm going to just roll up a wood and just keep it pushing, you know?
Gotcha, yeah.
Simple math.
Have you tried the loose leaves?
I don't think I had those before.
It's the, bro, there's this one my homie, one of my clients pulled up with the, I don't even know. It came in some filthy ass fucking package, but it's just like a backwood, but it's just perfectly like a square or rectangle type
shit. I think I have seen that shit before, actually. Yeah, I think I have seen that, but I never bought it myself, and I never seen it in the store. Like, I see niggas with it. I don't know where to get it.
I don't even know where they get it.
Yeah, like, niggas pulling that out the fucking cut.
Where the fuck you get that shit?
Hell yeah. That shit had me hella confused, but I was like, nigga, I'm smoking, fuck it. No,
that's facts. And, shoot, what's your go-to when it comes to, say you got the munchies? You know, you're going to the gas station. You know, what's the go-to? Say you're going to spend, shit, under 10 or something.
Yeah.
What's the go-to? Essentials.
Shit. I'm going to get the motherfucking chocolate M&M's. I'm going to get some motherfucking Sprite. Niggas already know I'm on that Sprite. Crazy. I might get the purple bag of Doritos. Or I fuck with the Cool Ranch, too. You know?
Yeah, the blue bag.
I don't discriminate, man. You know, but shit. What else do I fuck with out the store? That's really... I've been trying to switch it up lately. I might get a Milky Way or somewhere, you know, something light. I like chocolate, you know, so I keep it simple, you know. Yeah,
I got you.
You know,
and shoot, what would you say when it comes to just performing? You know, you being on stage, and what was your first experience like? Like, and what would you say, like, looking back at that moment, what would you say you could have done better? Whether it's like preparation. Or anything leading up to the performance, like, what would you say?
I'm fucking crying, because my first performance, I didn't even have a fucking music. Nigga, I had everybody pull up for no reason.
Damn.
Nigga, I pulled up, forgot the music. It was a false mission, bro. Damn. It was dumb.
And when was this?
This might have been, like, 2015. This was those early days.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so my first, like, official show, you know, when I performed and shit,
yeah.
I would say the worst thing, I forgot my lyrics, you know? Yeah. So I was like, I would say some shit, then I'd be like, you know, trying to talk to the crowd. These niggas don't even know the song yet.
Yeah,
you know, I'm brand new. So I just should have better prepared in that aspect.
Gotcha.
But yeah, and then just getting over the stage fright, you know, it was just, it's tough when you got like several people looking at you, just looking directly at you, you know, and then you trying to remember lyrics and shit. Still dance and kick it in, you know, look like a cool nigga and shit. Uh-huh. So it just be a lot, man. But, you know, it's all a learning experience. I'm just glad that the music is there enough and, you know, we didn't bomb completely. You know, like we didn't get like booed off the stage, laughed off the stage. I've never been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every show I've always gained a bigger following after, but it might just be me being hard on myself because some people don't even be tripping when you forget the lyrics. But I just feel like that shit, that's something that's essential. You know?
Yeah, that's facts. There's been situations where shit, I performed with one of my homies that they had me on a feature.
Yeah.
But we made this shit like a minute ago, so I was like, Yeah. He said, you want to perform? I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I'm like, yeah.
It was like, shit, I don't even, man, let me go back to that. Let me listen to this shit real quick.
I was like, fuck, bro. I don't even know the lyrics. I felt like, fuck. But the thing is sometimes, like, people don't really notice, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you said, we're probably just being hard on ourselves. Because we know we can do better.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, shit, they listen to your
music. Yeah. They like the beat. Yeah. They like the beat. And then the thing that I had to stop doing, too, I was drinking before shows. Not slaughtered, but, you know, I have a shot or two just to take the pressure off, but then I'm still forgetting my shit. So it's like, yeah, I feel good up here, but where's the rhymes at? You know, I'm too lit. So
I
just had to get over the stage fright. It's like, nigga, this now I just treat it like a job. It's like work. I'm going to just get up there, do my shit, get it done, and then, you know, I'm going to just, you know, sip or whatever after, because you got to give them a good show. That's really where the following comes from. People fail to realize that you're going to build your fan base more so outside of the music than the music.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be, like, your personality, the show performances, you know, shit like that, interviews and shit. The music got to be there, too, but that's what's really going to take you to the next level. You know, everybody that really stick around, Snoop, Tupac, you know, all the people like that, Jay-Z, it's deeper than rap. Okay. You know, like, there's something else that we fuck with about them.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, that's facts. I feel like there's certain artists you could say, like, we could really name anybody and just be like, as a person outside of the music, that's sometimes what you're known for more.
Yeah.
You know, because the impact you have, whether it's just on some different shit or you just on some some clout chasing shit. Because, you know, like, shit, we could use Tekashi 6ix9ine as one example. You know, he was known outside of his music as, you know, doing troll shit and all that.
Yeah.
Shit, we think about even, like, Kobe.
Yeah.
Even though he was a basketball player, he stands for bigger than just basketball. You know,
Mamba mentality. You can use that shit everywhere.
That's
you know?
That's applicable to anything.
Like, yeah, shit. Literally. For you know, just like Michael Jordan and shit. You know, it's like the shoes. You know, the shoes is probably bigger than him to some people. You know, but yeah, that's just what it is. It has to be more than music. You know, you always just gotta have something else going on. And naturally, I mean, like, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, if you're being yourself, then that's just naturally going to happen anyway, because you're just going to want to show the world what you want, what kind of person you want, and, you know, just do shit like that. So,
Got you. And what would you say when it comes to, because you've been making music, say, for how long, you say?
I say on a serious level, about, like, 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, like, really trying to put something together, you know, about 4 years.
Yep. And then, so, within that four-year span of you making music, outside of music, like, what would you say you learned about yourself? Because I feel like with a lot of this music shit, we learn a lot about ourselves rather than just, you know, music's just going to come. But, you know, you put in work every day by day, for the last 4 years, like, what would you say you learned about yourself with through this shit?
Yeah, I learned how I just need to just fuck with people more. Definitely. You know, just I learned that I'm definitely just was, you know, a closed off person in a sense. Other things I learned, shit, just, man, just how to really just stick with something, you know, like how to, you know, just keep grinding, not give up at some, you know, just understanding it's a marathon, patience, you know, just learning patience, learning how to just, you know, get the door closed on you and then try to go find another door, you know, and just keep this shit going. So it's been a lot of little lessons, ups and downs, but things definitely been looking more on the up and up. So, you know,
And has there been any, like, funny experiences when you're performing?
Like what?
Like someone in the crowd did some crazy shit, or whether you're at a show or all that.
Man, no, it was this one show. It was one girl. She was wilding out in the crowd, just doing the most. And then I try, not even like that. I was trying, not like I wasn't trying to acknowledge her, but I was just like, you know, you're doing a lot. I'm gonna go to the other side of the stage. This is when I perform the stage. And then I accidentally, you know, just being in the moment, I just shook her hand. It was like, but she, I shouldn't have shook her hand, you know, just.
Was she also, like, just, like, drunk shit or what?
Man, not even too drunk. She was just.
Like, she was hammering. You shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't trying to.
That shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
she. she was hurt, bro. And it was damn, it was bad bitches in there, bottle girls. And because it was somebody, I forgot who was performing. It was like a more famous artist coming through to perform. So, you know, it was lit. That shit was packed. I'm like, nigga, of all the bras I acknowledge in here, I'm shaking her hand. So I just, you know, that shit was hella funny, but, you know.
Shit, hopefully nobody got out of video, though.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I think my niggas was recording. I made sure to not post that one, though. For sure. Say,
don't post that one.
Hell nah. I couldn't even do that.
Yeah. You know? And how did you perform at, was it Stage or Stage?
Yeah, Stage. Yeah,
Stage. Like, how'd that come along?
Just networking. One of my partners, he's cool with the club owner.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, dude just needs some people to perform and just put it together like that. Yeah. That's really just a lot of how the plays get put together, networking relationships. Yeah. I really don't be knowing a lot of these people, you know, that's like in a position that's throwing the parties and shit. Yeah. So it's usually always like a third party connecting me or, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
that's why I always say like relationships are everything, you know, because the people that I rock with, I mean, outside of myself, obviously, they've been able to, you know, help me take my campaign so far. Just on the strength of, you know, they love me, they fuck with me, so they're going to put this shit in everybody's face and try to, you know, make something happen.
No, yeah. That's the way to do it, though. Just surround yourself with people that's trying to, you know, see you, you know, do good. And shit, if you do that and, you know, you reciprocate the energy, shit, you can go far.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, man, like. The relationship is going to take you further than anything. Like, you know, the raps is definitely going to be there. But like I said, if you're like kind of a standoffish person, you know, just on some weird shit, I had to learn. You know, like, I was putting out shit, but just based on how I was treating people, it wasn't moving like that. You know, so you just got to really understand, like, relationships are everything. A lot of the time, that's going to get you in the door before the music, no matter how good it is. You know, like, because even now, my shit's hot, but it's certain people, you know, they're still because, you know, they might still be bitter from shit in the past or whatever, but
no, that's facts.
Yeah, you know, you just got to make sure, you know, relationships are everything, because one thing that's for sure, when they got something bad to say about you, they will, you know, and then that the word negative spreads quicker than anything, you
that's
know,
facts.
Way quicker than some positive shit, so one turning two, then four, you know, then shit.
Keep on spreading shit.
Yeah, you know, so that's why I just be doing me, just be trying to, you know, just stay focused on my shit, you know.
No, I hear you. And shoot, what's up?
Well, let me check to see if it's still going.
Oh, yeah, but it's good.
I know the iPhone turned off.
Yeah.
I guess that shit's black.
Turned off?
I think so.
Yeah.
Damn, it's all good.
Shit.
Well, I don't even know if it was recording at all.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah, no, it was on for like 28 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's good.
I'm just running back.
Oh, yeah, no, that's good.
Oh, bro, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, shit, might as well get the content, you know?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, the visuals are fucking with.
No, that's how it is, though. At least, like, nowadays, with the, you know, with all the iPhones.
Yeah.
Everybody got phones.
So, bro, niggas just be in their bed on a late night just, you know, just scrolling this shit.
And they're gonna see this, they'd be like, oh shit, yeah. Shit. Need some help?
Yeah, bro.
That's cool.
I think it's cool.
I just try to make it where it's like, you know, we just chop it up.
Yeah, hell
you
know, yeah.
Type of thing.
Maybe during that part or something, we could do like some little.
Nah, it's cool. I mean, shit, I don't. Shit, we could always leave it. It don't matter.
Yep.
But yeah, for 2023 so far, you know, it's been 6 months in.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you say this year has been looking compared to like the past years?
I'm not gonna lie, this year been fucked up, bro. it's really been, I mean, it's been a lot of ups and downs, you know. I mean, literally, February, you know, my grandma passed away, my dad's mom.
Damn.
The next month, March, my homegirl, Faye, passes away. So it's just been a lot of L's this year. But I mean, there's been some good, definitely, you know, in between, but it's just been a lot of shit like that going on, just, you know, man, just battling from behind. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's you know, it happens, you know, but it's just you never really be prepared for that type of shit. But like I said, you know, it's a marathon. We gonna keep winning, and you know, I just gotta make them proud. Just keep going hard, you know. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna keep doing.
Shit, that's the only way to do it, you know. Just gotta keep on going hard for them.
Come on.
You know, my condolences. You know,
to I appreciate you, it, bro. Yeah.
Cause if I think of it, cause right now, I got like one grandma that's lives out here.
Yeah.
I don't even got my other grandma cause she already passed away. Type of thing.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we can't. Like you say, we can't take people for granted sometimes.
Yeah.
We just got to really keep on pushing for them. Because, you know, they probably only want to see us do better.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it's crazy because my homegirl, when she passed away, I was actually with her, like, the day before. So, I didn't even expect none of that. You know, I'm just thinking, I'm dropping her off. It's cool. I'm going to see you tomorrow or some shit. Then, you know, I wake up like, damn, this happened. Whoop. So, it was just, like, it was crazy, you know, but. That shit just it was a big hit to the whole squad, you know everybody just still recovering from that, you know. Yeah, but it is what it is, you know. You know, shit just be happening. You know.
No, I hear you. Shoot, you just gotta, you know, like in this moment it defines who you are.
You know?
And I'm pretty sure she wouldn't want you to be, you know, putting your plans aside because you know you think about her. She probably wants you to be. Keep on doing what you're doing, you know?
Exactly. I'm gonna get us all to the top, you know, for sure.
And shoot, outside of the 20, I mean, I guess the L, you know, that kind of stuff, like, has there been anything where it's like, oh yeah, like, you know, we've been doing some shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been some good looks. Y'all dropped that video with Foo called Go Crazy. We shot that at Capitol Lounge nightclub. That was a great look, great opportunity. Outside of that, it's just been, you know, just a lot of business on the table. Just trying to get some stuff going with the modeling.
Gotcha.
About to drop the debut project. Mm-hmm. So just starting to roll out for that. You know, just talking to a couple people, getting some stuff going. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely been some wins. And lately things been looking good, too. Just working on some different stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you know... Just gotta do this shit day to day. You know, I'm trying to win every day. You know, even when I lose that day, learn something. You know, so I can't just, you know, call the whole day a loss. No,
that's a good way to, you know, just live life.
Yeah,
just gotta keep on, you know, through all the L's you might take in life, just be able to see the better side of it. And shit, you could just at that point you're gonna become a better version of yourself.
Yeah, that's all it's about. You know, just keeping this shit going because you can't really let nothing stop you or defeat you. You know, it's I be having to like really think about that day to day. Like it'd be so much shit going on. Like we were talking about earlier. You know, I'm just so busy. I be having this stuff going on. That's real. You know, but at the same time, I'd be like, man, I can't let that shit, you know, just stop me. I can't let. Damn, I gotta go walk my dog. I gotta go do this. I gotta go. You know, I can't let that shit just defeat me. I gotta keep going, do all this shit. Some days niggas don't get no rest. You know, you just gotta really just be road running and get it figured out. But man, that's, you know, that's just life. I'm blessed to be able to even do so. You know, it's a lot of people that really can't get up and move around, you know, at their discretion, you know, whether that's for whatever reason. But I'm just happy to be able to move around, you know.
No, that's facts.
For sure.
And shoot. Shit, you're here. You're doing the podcast. You're doing, you know, you're working on what you got to do, you know? Yeah. So
come on, man.
Every day we got to keep on working.
That's
all
it is. You know,
keep on becoming the better version that we can.
Yeah, I'm trying to set an example for the people around me, man. That's all it is. Not to say that they really need the example because I only kick it with people that are dope, you know, and they're going to always do what they need to do. But, yeah, that's what it's about. I'm just trying to set the example, you know?
No, I heard you. And, shoot, what would you say... you got goals, let's say, all right, from a year from now, right?
Yeah.
Say we do a podcast, it's like June 21st, 2023 right now. Within 1 year, what would you say are some goals for yourself, whether it's musically, personally, spiritually, financially, all that? Like, what would you say you want to see yourself by next year? Because I try to make this kind of like a timestamp. So it's, you know, like a what's that shit called? Where you put some shit over, like a time capsule type thing, you know? You know, so just look back at this, like say 5 years from now, 10 years from now, like in a year, what would you say are some goals that you got for yourself?
Man, a year from now, I probably would just say definitely just doing shows more frequently at a higher rate.
Gotcha.
You know, to the point where I can just focus on that, not even really do the day job shit. Not to say that I don't like where I work at. You know, I'm not tripping off that shit, but that's the goal. You know, we're trying to get out of that. Mm-hmm. So I would say just doing shows more frequently. Probably just working with some bigger artists.
Gotcha.
Getting the modeling shit off the ground. Because I actually did a show. They were like honoring Joe Brazil in like 2021.
Gotcha.
So I did a modeling event. I'm trying to, you know, capitalize more off that. Just really leveling up. I'm trying to really just get more business done. You know, like the music stuff, I'm definitely dropping on a consistent level, but I'm trying to venture outside of that a little bit as well. Modeling, just different kind of opportunities. So that's what I see myself doing a year from now, just doing more shows at a higher rate, modeling, and just really just being more business savvy more than anything.
I feel like those are good goals to, you know, set for yourself.
Realistic goals, you know?
No, I mean, I feel like, you know, but think about it, though. It's realistic, I mean, at this point.
Because,
say 4 years ago, 10 years ago, looking at yourself now, I'm pretty sure you would have been like, damn, I put all that work to, you know, be at a point that where you're at. So,
you
know, props to you on that.
I appreciate you, bro. Shout out to you, too, bro. We both working, you know, and I rock with what you do. That's why I was definitely, you know, honored to come on here and chop it up because, you know, I don't really talk to any and everybody and really just rock with any and everybody. Like, for me to really sit down and fuck with you, it's like, I really fuck with you, you know? And this is just like, we're just chopping up just on some real cool shit, you know, that the energy's there, you know, it's not fake. So, man, I appreciate you, bro.
Shit, I try to make the podcast, you know, where it's just like, we're just kicking it type shit, just getting to know each other. Shit, the mic's just really there just so someone could listen to it one day and maybe, like, you know, pick up some shit.
Yeah.
Learn something, because
shit,
I made the podcast specifically for people that didn't know what they were trying to do in life. Yeah. And me bringing, like, different kinds of people, whether it's, like, artists, engineers, producers, say, a med school student, like, all that shit, I try to bring different perspectives. So maybe if you're thinking about that shit, maybe you could get into that path, because shit, it's all attainable.
Yeah.
You just got to put in the work and hear from people that are in a position that we might want to be, you know?
Yeah.
Type of thing, so.
That's, and I respect that, bro. And I was going to say, man, you got to take the people on a tour of your studio. This shit is clean, bro. Like, this is motivation, you know, just to be able to, one, just have the vision, and then actually, two, bring it to life, you know? So that's just very commendable. A whole space, you know, that's dope, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, bro, you could do it too.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, if you do, like, think about this. You keep on pursuing your modeling thing.
Yeah.
And then say you open because you got to do photo shoots anyways, right?
Yeah.
Say you open up your own space, rent that place out.
Yeah.
You do free photo shoots whenever you want. You just get your
contact. See, there we go. See,
just be on some boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, you know? You gave me ideas right there. Hell yeah.
That's the way to do it, though. I mean,
shout out to my nigga Mikael, the photographer, too. That's my photographer, man. We've been locked in for a couple years now, man. That's my dog, you know? My boy.
And what would you say, I guess, for the fans, what do you got in store for them? Whether it's music, merch?
Definitely got some merch coming, working on some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to really say the design. I still want to kind of keep it, you know.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know. Got some merch coming and shit. Got sticker merch right now.
Mm-hmm.
Got keychains.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to drop my new visual skills challenge very soon, and that's just going to show y'all a different side of me. I mean, I've already been dropping music where I'm, like, really rapping and shit, but this one's going to be like, all right. So that's coming. I'm going to drop the debut project pretty soon. It's called Open and Act. And I've never even publicly said what the name is going to be because I waited till I was going to actually have an interview to really start talking about it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's really the biggest thing to look forward to. That opening act coming out, that's going to be, like, my first official body of work.
Yeah.
Pretty much since I've been dropping music, it's just been all videos, songs. Just trying to build up the momentum because I was always a person like, why the fuck do I have a tape out? I don't even got no fans yet. It's just like the people that's... And I'm not knocking what nobody does, but it's like, why are you on the corner trying to sell a mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know you. Yeah. I'm trying to go to Nordstrom's. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
He said, bro, you know? I'm just trying to shop.
Yeah, you. Like, literally. You know, I used to be, you know, not be downtown. You know, yeah. The times I was down there, like, you would see niggas, yeah, here go my tape for $5. Why am I going to buy it? Because mm-hmm. how I'm thinking is, give it to me free the first time. If it's good, then I'll buy it the next time.
Yeah.
Because if I buy it in this week, then I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
And then the next time I see you, you know? Yeah, so it's just like...
for real. Imagine, yeah. bro, you just be like, man, I spent $20 on this.
Yeah, this fucking be bullshit. Shit.
He sold you all it though. He was like, hey, man, cop, this is about to be I'm about to be performing at this place. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, hyping himself up. You put that shit in, you're like, damn, this shit. Yeah. You're like, fuck, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And it's been like, I've definitely seen niggas. And the funny thing is... Mm-hmm. Every nigga I know that was selling mixtapes on the corner, I've never seen him go anywhere.
Yeah.
And not to even shade him, that's just business practices because, right. you know, people set a price too high too early. I didn't start charging for features till people started asking me.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the way
you know, at first, I was doing it on the strength, but then it's like niggas started just asking me, what do you charge? So mm-hmm. it's like, damn, I must got some momentum.
Yeah.
I'm charging niggas now. But,
for real.
You know, it's like, but these other motherfuckers, it's like, this is your first... This was the craziest interaction I had. I'll go back to the CD shit. This was the craziest interaction I had. This dude dropped one song. Little nigga. So I'll give him a pass. You know, he's a young nigga. This nigga dropped one song. Hit me up in a DM and said, do you want to do a song with me? And then I didn't even respond. Then he sent me another message said, it's going to be $300.
I'm trying to charge you?
Bro, trying to charge me.
He said, bro, I got all the plays right now on this one.
Dog. It was crazy. And I'm like, you follow me, you hit me up. You don't really have a following like that. So it's like, why would I pay? And for the record, I'm not paying anybody for a feature. Yeah. You know, I just feel like when you're a real one, you know, you're going to, music-wise, you'll just link up and make a song.
No, that's
I mean, it's different if, you know, if you're fucking with, like, Rihanna or, you know, I think somebody, like, that you wouldn't normally work with, mm-hmm. you know, like an R&B artist or like, you know, some shit like that,
mm-hmm.
you might have to pay for that because it's two different lanes. But I feel like rap, nigga, we all do this shit. Let's mm-hmm. just make a song.
No,
you know, unless it's like your label, you know, mm-hmm. you got to pay the label. That's different. But if I can see you walking down the street, I'm not paying you for a feature. You know, that's just what it is. You know, I'm just, and not that I don't feel like people are worth it. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, you, nigga, you know who I am. Yeah. Like, and you see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not the nigga to charge for a feature. Not to even pop my collar like that, mm-hmm. but, you know, like New Wave, I would never charge my real niggas for a feature, mm-hmm. ever. But the mm-hmm. people that's like, I see you're playing around, you don't really take it serious, whatever, mm-hmm. you're going to get charged. But then somebody like me, it's like, you see I'm not playing around.
Mm-hmm.
You see I take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
You see this shit moving. Why would you try to charge me? And for the record, that was the only incident where somebody tried to charge me for a feature. And you see, that was nobody. But,
I know, shit, I get pissed off too.
Yeah.
Say, bro, let's make a song. Yeah, bro, I'm going to need a $300 for...
And then what also be crazy is niggas will ask you to do a song in a video, but then they'll ask you to put it on a video. I've never done that either for the record. I've been asked, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I feel like if it's beforehand, be like, hey, bro, like, since we're about to drop it together.
Yeah.
You know, if it was some shit like that, but if it's after the fact, that kind of, you know, it's just like, damn, bro.
Yeah, we already did the song.
For real.
And then it's like, even more so than that, it's like, if we collabed on a song, like, genuinely, like, this is our song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then, yeah, we both put up, but it's like, if I'm featured, this is your song.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for this. Fact. I mean, because now... If you want to tell me to pay for the video, now we gotta start talking about splits. Go on DistroKid. Mm-hmm. Let me give you my ass cap. Be in my artist shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. but then when you talk like that, then it's hold on. So so just pay for it and you can have your song, and then you know.
Yeah,
so it's like, man,
gonna keep all 100%.
Yeah, do your thing. Cause I ain't tripping like that, you know. But it just be people just gotta get their business right. You know, you gotta keep your nose clean when it comes to business. You know. Yeah. I really just seen some things. It's just like, yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's gonna work out for you, you know. But more power to you, you know.
I got you.
Cause that trying to charge a nigga 300 when you have nothing going, that's insane.
And plus, think about it. That impression is gonna stay with you.
Yeah, 100%. Even if
he's more popular than you, he's still gonna be like, bro, like, you know, you're still gonna look at him in a certain way.
We'll never
that
work.
That shit still like, awesome. That's some hoe shit, really.
Yeah, you're a weirdo. who do niggas be feeling like? No, you know, but it's like, and that was the thing I just learned too, to just humble up and just, cause that shit'll run niggas off quick. You know, I remember I was always like, saying, man, when I get these interviews, I'm gonna go up there and say this and that. I don't even feel that energy in me. Because it's like, why? You know, I just don't, it's just no point. I'd rather keep excelling, keep doing what the fuck I'm doing, let these weird niggas be weird. I'm just keep running this shit up, you know?
That's facts. And shoot, I gotta wrap up the podcast soon.
Yeah.
But where could they find you on Instagram, Snap, shit?
Yeah.
TikTok, all that.
Yeah. So, man, Instagram is JAYORKKK. No, I don't fuck with KKK. Somebody took my name. I'm the real Jay York, but somebody took my shit. So, it's JAYORKKK on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Snapchat, Mr. Yeez, MRY, 3EZ, 510. Mm-hmm. TikTok is just Jay York. Somebody make a TikTok to my son, man. Come on. So it been a few people doing it, but we need some more, man. Let's keep the motion going, the momentum going, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, shoot, if you guys don't know, new podcast. Well, shit, I haven't been dropping every week, but this one's going to be dropping this Sunday. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Shit, let me know if you guys want more podcasts, all that shit. Make sure you guys follow J. York. Appreciate you again for pulling up.
Hold on. Yes. Let me put out a beat. I forgot you wanted to rap. Let me put out a beat.
Keep my name out them dick suckers, my clicks clutching. I'm a steak fillet, you a McMuffin. Sucker shit, what you be on? Think I don't see it. Polls go when it's closed, oh no, paraplegic. Yeah, I dare me tweet it, speaking on my name and shit. Handle that the gang, all y'all guys is lame. Overdosing on the smoke and choking, no coming back. Get these niggas out the way, I know you know who running now. Like a running back, how I'm headed for a touchdown. Can't be my girl, you don't ever sit the fuck down. Rush clowns and all that, no circus. Weak rappers for y'all, it's no hope in verses. Dope rappers for y'all, I got smoke and hearses. Walking in my J's, long robe, but I'm determined. Says you couldn't wait to meet me, she was nervous. Bitch, cut the crap, you be on the gram twerking. On the timeline, 9 to 5, soul searching. Yeah, I might fuck then, I'ma be out. Seeing where your head's headed, so I had to reroute. Fuck, taking cheap routes, look, this is how I'm living. Rhymes got me here, nigga, the gimmicks got you where you in. Fraudin' with the image, y'all ain't Oakland like me. Owning like me, shades of Tony, I be boss shit. Cocksucker got it running by Yeez, what? Huh? They want some more? Okay. I said ganged up, these niggas done changed up. Flowing through the six, you can see I'm in my lane stuck. Yeah, I'm in my lane stuck. Why these niggas merging? Haters sick as shit, I spit the truth just like Sojourner. Brody got the burner, on him it's a weapon. Play it close, guarantee you learn a deadly lesson. Used to sip the Evan, now I sip the house. Mosley Yeezy smokes the weed, leave him quiet as a mouse. Y'all should try it out, niggas talk too much. Moving awkward like these hoes, y'all can't walk with us. Talk with us, I give it to a marvelous. Hoes love it, glad I changed my ways. Used to be cold-blooded since day one, been A1. Besides the pussy nigga who be hating, who saying something. Whole gang of spray something, mayday something. One up the opposition. Where you running, nigga? You don't got a pot to piss in. I'm the hottest nigga, being honest nigga. Days low, if I'm waiting on y'all to try it, nigga. Yay through the wire, Jay can't retire, Jay can't expire. Surge go with the shit, I'm fucking my boss's daughter. Like Wayne on the Carter. All I do is spit sick shit to hoes. I give dick and then split it to my little nigga. Niggas give them game they can live with. Yeah, man, it's Jay York. Get at me on the Instagram, JAYORKKK. Fuck with me, that's the only social media I really be fucking with. That's where all the music at, man. Or get at me on YouTube, you know? It's Jay York everywhere. JAY YORK, man. Let's get it. And shout out my niggas and no guidance, man. We got big business on the way, man. We got a lot of shit coming. Shout out my niggas for having me, man. Let's get it.